We just happen to have probably the best bee expert in the United States in Dr. Jamie Ellis. He has quite a following throughout the state. And I think now we got the best honeybee lab in the country for him to work in. It's one of a kind. We cut the ribbon on this UF Lifus Honeybee Research and Extension Laboratory just last month. It has actually three buildings, one right next to our entomology department. We call it a bee mini campus. And this is sure to add to the status of the Department of Entomology and Nematology, which, by the way, has been named number one in the world by the Center for World University Ranking. So this organization looked at 26,000 research universities in the world and based strictly on publications in scientific journals ranked the University of Florida, IFAS Department of Entomology and Nematology, number one in the world. And so this honeybee lab is a big deal, not only for the department, but for the state of Florida. A lot of people don't realize this, Randall, but a quarter of the nation's bees pass through our state every year. They head out to California where the almond growers out there use them in their fields. Their pollination by bees is essential for almond success. From there, they go up to the Dakotas. They make a big loop around the country every year before they come back home to Florida. In fact, it's estimated that 30% of the world's food production comes from the pollination of honeybees. And I'm reminded what Dr. Ellis said at the ribbon cutting. He joked with his colleagues by asking if their commodity can make a claim like that. When you think about it, not many can. So there's a huge surge in the number of registered beekeepers in Florida. Just in 2006, I was told that there were 631 registered. And just 12 years later, 5,000 registered beekeepers in the state of Florida. And it's no coincidence that in 2006, that's when Jamie Ellis came to UF. So due to his leadership, this is an extremely fast-growing industry. And this lab got built because of these Florida State beekeepers went to bat for us time and time and time again. And twice the funding we got from the legislature was vetoed by the governor, but the association agreed to raise hundreds of thousands of private dollars in addition to what we got from the legislature and from my budget, and we finally succeeded in getting that lab built. So it's a great example of a partnership among beekeepers, Florida Department of Agriculture, the university, industry supporters, and businesses from around the country. It's state-of-the-art with honeycomb-shaped windows, a special honeybee hive observation room where you actually see bees do their work. It has a beekeeping museum, an office for the Florida Department of Agriculture apiary inspection team, a honey extraction and processing facility, and workshop space. So it's state-of-the-art. And in addition to being just a research lab, it's more than that. It's a place the public is invited to come and visit and learn about beekeeping and the importance of bees to our food system and future quality of life on our planet. So we're very proud of it.
Jack, where exactly is the lab located for those that might be interested in stopping by and seeing it sometime?
As you go down Museum Road, where the women's softball stadium is, the catty corner from that is a driveway, and you go behind the women's lacrosse stadium. They're catty corner from each other, and behind that stadium off Museum Road is the Department of Entomology and Nematology. There's a big sign out on the road, so you can't miss the turn. And right next to the department is the Honeybee Mini Bee Lab facility, Mini Bee Campus.